Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 13th, goes to the Boynton Beach City Commission in Boynton Beach, Florida. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. I promise you, I do not wake up in the morning and say to myself, who in Florida can I give Donkey of the Day to? I actually read stories. I read how ridiculous they are, and then when I read where it happened, that's when I find out they're from Florida. Okay, not a lot of surprises here. All right, I would like to say good morning to Latasha Clemens. All right, drop on the clues bombs for Latasha Clemens. I am sending you healing energy, positive love, and light. Okay, who is Latasha Clemens? She is a black woman who became the city's first black female firefighter in 1996 and served the city for a total of 26 years in different capacities. Drop on the clues bombs for this queen, damn it. Okay, we appreciate her service. Quite a big deal. She is history making. When you make history like this, nobody can take it from you. Except for white people. Let's go to WPTV NBC5 for the report, please.
Latasha Clemens is a local hero.
Clemens is opening up for the first time since her picture was removed from a Boynton Beach fire station mural.
I was like, wow, why did this happen? I was hurt. I was disappointed. And then I was outraged.
Clemens, the first African-American female firefighter in the city, says she was under the impression back in November her picture would be in the mural. When it was unveiled on June 2nd, her spot in the mural, along with another retired African-American fire rescue member, appeared to be replaced with white faces. The mural was taken down. One person was fired and another was demoted and then resigned. We went to the mayor to find out what happened.
From the information that I have is that the fire chief asked for the removal of former chief Glenn Joseph and deputy chief Latasha Clemens from the mural because they are no longer with the fire department. So the people who made the decision didn't know that it would be determined to be racist to take out people of color from our mural.
The mayor says the next step is
they are moving forward with the original design.
The city's first black female firefighter gets honored along with other firefighters in a mural, and they replace her and put a white woman instead. I love people who attempt to call me a race baiter because I just point out the obvious about this country. For all you folks out there who get mad at me because I constantly call out white supremacy and white supremacist institutions, how do you explain this? Come on, humor me. Hey, tell me your reasoning. How does the first black female firefighter in the history
this is wild.
Of the city of Boynton Beach get honored with a mural for her and others for their service to the city, and she gets reflected as a white member of the city fire department? Why? What, nobody had the proper skin tone color to paint a black woman? These are usually the kind of things they do to you after you pass away, and years later when none of your relatives are alive to tell the tale, they try to revise history. But these folks in Boynton Beach, Florida, are trying to revise history in real time, and that's why LaTosha Clemons is suing. That's right. She filed a lawsuit in April. The complaint said being depicted as white was not only a false presentation of Clemons, it was also a depiction which completely disrespected all that she, the first female black firefighter for the city, had accomplished. See, I know y'all love celebrity, and the celebrity stories are sexier to support and be outraged about, because let's be real, ain't no cloud attached to raising hell about this LaTosha Clemons mural. Okay, the way folks was raising hell about the painting on the side of Meek Mill's bus. See, folks don't really care about issues, they care about clout, because if they cared about actual issues, they would be helping to get this woman's story out. Now, the city's public art manager, nor the Boynton Beach fire chief were serving in their respective positions. All right, in the wake of this unveiling of this painting, the public art manager was actually fired and the fire chief was removed, as they should have been. Okay, LaTosha Clemons' lawsuit alleges the actions of the city were done intentionally, you think, and knowingly, you believe, to defame and injure Clemons. And they have caused emotional and mental harm as well as financial loss. She's seeking damages of more than $30,000, and due to ongoing litigation, the city has no comment. What is there to litigate? Pay that woman her money. For her emotional distress, I think $30,000 is too low, by the way. Pay her legal fees and get some dark flesh tone paint in there to fix the goddamn mural, okay? This is why I always encourage my daughters to paint their dolls brown and color white characters in their books brown, okay? It's one of their favorite pastimes, all right? Look, history is only kind to those who write it, all right? This is why we can't let other people tell our stories, because we will have a bunch of white people rewriting history just to make themselves feel good. Please give the Boynton Beach City Commission the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
You know, there's a quote by an English writer named S.J. Watson. He says, we're constantly changing facts, rewriting history to make things easier, to make them fit in with our preferred version of events. We do it automatically. We invent memories without thinking. If we tell ourselves something happened often enough, we start to believe it, and then we can actually remember it. This is one of those situations where this is absolutely going on.
Yeah, this is crazy. I seen that the other day. This is wild.
Mm-hmm. Salute to LaTosha Clemons, though.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.